Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time to do whatever we can to help you out with your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call. It's a bit chilly out there. And open up the weather app this morning, and there is a four-letter word on it that I do not want to see, but it's very light and minimal, so no big deal. But it's that time of year, right? It's definitely that time of year. We woke up yesterday morning, and there was a little bit of snow on the ground, but there was definitely a bunch of ice all over the ground. I'll tell you, I wanted to just go right back into bed and start over, but that was not a choice. But we're definitely, you know, we're not officially winter, but winter is on its way. The cold temperatures are here. You know, we had, you know, Thursday, like 55 degrees. It was beautiful for Thanksgiving. Hope everybody got to enjoy it. We got some cold, but it's looking like it's going to be a little bit warm this week again. But yesterday out there, I'll tell you, 32 degrees for most of the day, chilly. Once that wind picked up, it was hard to do anything really outside. So, you know, I understand wanting to work with your plants indoors or just enjoy yourself indoors with the warm weather because the cold is coming. Looking like another Thursday warm-up again. It's interesting. We get like a once-a-week warm-up you know, going forward. It's kind of funny that's happening. But, you know, that one day a week might be good for you to be using your wilt proof or your wilt stop if you haven't done it yet. You know, you keep saying, all right, well, I'm going to do it on this day. Well, I'm going to do it on this day. And then it just doesn't happen. So it seems like there's one day a week that it has warmed up enough where we might be able to do some of those things outdoors. So it's definitely nice. And so definitely, if you can, looking like Thursday might be the nicest day, warmest day of the week. So if you haven't put any of the wilt stop or wilt proof out, you can definitely get that done. But the temperatures are very cool now. So what does that mean for us? Well, there's a couple things that we've talked about and we've said, all right, we got to wait till really the ground starts to freeze before we do some things. Well, I think the ground is really starting to freeze. It's getting harder to put a shovel in there, into the ground. You can feel the ground almost crunchy a little bit while you're walking. So we're getting to about that point where you can put some of that salt marsh hay, some of those leaves, some of the mulch around your shrubs and trees that we talked about using. When I say shrubs and trees, you know, really more like shrubs. Trees, you're not trying to protect with a mulch, so probably shouldn't have said that. But the idea is the ground has started to get cold enough for that to happen. So definitely let's start getting to that point. It's interesting, you know, he talked to us a week or two ago, and we just weren't sure when it was going to be, you know, cold enough to be putting some of this mulch down. So it's definitely, we're getting there. The ground is frozen. So if we've, gotten that product ready at the house, I think you can actually start putting it around your roses, your hydrangeas, those types of things. That will be some of the things that we need to be doing with the cool temperatures going on right now. So definitely take a look at doing that if you haven't already. Those are some of the things that we need to be doing. So definitely that time of year for it. So as we move on through the week, like I said, there'll be one day where it's going to be warm enough. So that might be the day to do it, right? Because the other day is going to be 40s, 30s during the day. But if you think about it, I mean, the plants are going to need it for over the night. So if you can do it sooner, the better. I think we're going to be all right. We can be using some of the leaves that are out there still. We could be using the salt marsh hay from a garden center. Check in with those guys because, this time of year, once Christmas season hits and we have Christmas trees, wreaths, and everything out at garden centers, it's harder to find some of these things. So give them a call, see what they can, if they have any for you. Some of the other things that we should be thinking about at this point in time is, talking about some of the ice melt and having it at home. We will be talking later today with Natural Alternative. They have some great ice melt that you should be using. Last night, my wife and I were just talking about how, in the new house, we weren't expecting the backyard having to have tons of ice all over the porch as you go down. So that makes it a little more difficult in the morning to be taking the dog out as you go sideways down the flight of stairs just to make sure we don't fall down. And we were just kind of saying, oh, man, we weren't even thinking about this. We should have already thought about it. So get those little things together. Get them ready because, little storms when it gets cold overnight can be worse than those bigger storms when it comes to ice, etc. So it's definitely some things to be doing to get ready for this next season. We should have already gotten ready for the next season with putting a lot of our product away, a lot of our tools, etc. away. Let's make sure we have that ice melt because, the smaller storms or when it rains and then it freezes overnight, those are a lot worse than we have a blizzard, right? We are more likely to slip on a smaller storm. So we definitely, last night, my wife and I were talking and we were just saying, wow, was not expecting it by any means. I was expecting it in the driveway and the area, but, so we'll definitely be looking into getting some of that. I do, apologize today. I think, the change in the warm weather to the, now we're getting to the really cold weather is really starting to affect my, definitely the allergies is definitely everything. I'm starting to get a cold here, I think. So I apologize for that ahead of time. But we've got a pretty good show coming ahead of you today. At 8:30 today, Randy Schultz will be with us to talk about gifts for the gardener. The past couple of years we've been doing this just to get you some ideas of what's trending out in the gardeners, maybe some possibilities for some gifts at this point. Trying to do it a little bit early, right after Thanksgiving. I didn't want to do it before Thanksgiving, but this is as early as we could do it with some of those, you know, supply chains out there, etc. Try to order things early. So we'll be talking with him in regards to that. So that'll be fun to be thinking of a few things. And then after that, we're going to be talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. We'll be talking some more ice melt. We're talking about a number of things. But as winter approaches, we want to get those products in to the house. So definitely some good stuff coming on. And then in between there, obviously your phone calls. So we'll be here to answer as many questions as you throw at me. So give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we got plenty of time. Give us a call as we wake up today. We'll definitely be able to help you out. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started today. Plenty of time to be giving us a call so we can help you out with all your gardening questions. Again, we're, you know, we don't just talk about the outdoor plants and everything we're going to do outdoors. We can talk about your indoor plants help figure those things out. I know a lot of us are starting to get those holiday flowers, you know, your poinsettias, your amaryllis, your Christmas cactus, or the ones that have already flowered, your Thanksgiving cactus. And by already, I mean already started. you know, and from there, even more. You know, your cyclamen, your, I used to call them Kalanchoe, but then, you know, depending upon where you are, they'll call them Calancio or those types of things. It's always whichever works for you, honestly. You know, I've even seen some of the fall type mums. There's a number of other flowers out there for you to bring into your home this time of year. So definitely, hopefully you're enjoying them. You know, one thing I also missed was the paper whites. But sometimes those paper whites tend to get too tall. So they're not as popular as they used to be. They also have a distinct smell to them. But, you know, a lot of you might actually really like them. So, but they're not as popular as they used to be, right? The amaryllis have become more and more popular. The amaryllis, it's interesting. The past maybe 5 years or so, maybe a little bit less, I've seen the amaryllis bulbs with like a wax coating on the outside. It's basically, it creates its own ecosystem. Not really ecosystem, but like soil base, if you will. It just holds everything into there, and your amaryllis can actually flower through it. It's interesting because they do a number of different designs on them. You can do different colors, different styles. I've seen them more recently have a little bit more design to them. It's just a wax coating over the outside of it. Some can get very cool looking. Some can be very plain, like I said. But it is something a little bit different than you haven't seen in the past, right? These are, they consider themselves sustaining, right? So they don't need soil. They don't need anything along those lines. They'll need the, you know, the light like normal, but you don't have to do anything to them. They've basically saturated the bulb prior, so that wax bulb has everything it needs to create, you know, the flower and the nutrients, etc. So it's actually, it's something different, but here's the deal. Here's my thought process on it. It's usually a one and done thing. It's a nice little gift. It's something different, right, that you just don't see everywhere. So that might be all right. I personally like some of the different styles of amaryllis because I want to have it in that pot. I want to know that I'm taking care of it. But this might be for a first-time gardener, first-time, you know, home buyer, you know, homeowner, that type of thing. Maybe it's a nice little gift. But they're kind of cool looking. Definitely, if you get a chance, take a look online if you don't see them at a garden center. You know, not necessarily to purchase, more of just to see what's going on. It's actually, a lot of them will have like a really flat base, so you can just place them on a table and then not worry about it. So it's something different that, you know, I want to say it's in the past 5 years. It probably, honestly, it could have been a lot longer than that, but I've been noticing them the past really 5 years. As a trend that is starting to happen a lot more. So definitely something to look into. Is it for everyone? Probably not. But it's something different and, you know, a little expensive, but might be worth it for a first-time gardener, first-time home buyer, or something that's just a nice little gift for the holidays. If you have some questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden on Tuesday ordered a record 50 million barrels of oil released from America's strategic reserve, aiming to bring down gasoline and other costs in coordination with other major energy-consuming nations. On MSNBC, Democrat Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland says it will help, but we need to get off fossil fuels.
Well, it will have an impact. The challenge, of course, is we have to transition off of the fossil fuels to renewable fuels. We need to do that for our economy. We need to do it for our environment.
The South African Medical Association debunked the hysteria over the Omicron COVID variant on Saturday. Angelique Kotze, the chairwoman of the South African Medical Association, now says the new variant known as the Omicron causes unusual but mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
This week's meeting between five U.S. lawmakers and Taiwan's president, carried out in defiance of China's wishes, bolsters the United States' intentions to stand behind Taiwan against the threat being posed by Beijing, China expert Gordon Chang said on Newsmax.
And if we make a clear commitment to defend Taiwan, if we offer a mutual defense treaty to Taiwan, there will be no war because China will be deterred. There will be war if we are unclear, and that's my great concern.
Meanwhile, Chang said he doesn't know how the Biden administration will respond if Beijing orders a military strike on Taiwan. Outside parties may attempt to exploit the killings at a Christmas parade in Wisconsin, the two U.S. senators who represent the state said in a rare joint statement on Saturday. The exploitation would be for political purposes, Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Senator Ron Johnson said. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's still definitely some, we got some darkness out there at this point. Sun should be coming up very soon. Or it's at least starting to. It's going to be a warmer day than yesterday. Hopefully not as windy, but got a brief period of snow coming. And when I say brief, I'm looking at like 10 minutes. We'll see if it even happens this morning. You know, we started talking about snow earlier, and I just was thinking about this, you know, the difference between when it snows as an adult and when you're a kid, right? My youngest, Ella, yesterday, who's 3.5, will be 4 in February, is saying to me yesterday, "Daddy, it's a snow day. It's a snow day. Why are you going to work?" And I was like, "Well, man, like, why am I going to work? It's a snow day." But, you know, it's just, it's funny the difference, right? I said it earlier, but I just want to reiterate, we're going to be talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. Definitely go on their website and take a look now at some of the ice melt. We'll go over exactly what you should be using when for the concrete that you have, or the concrete's only 30 days versus over a year. To protect the assets you've been putting around the house. You know, the past 2 years, we've done a lot of upgrades around the house, indoors and out. But for the outdoors, if you've put a new patio in the past 30 days, or, you know, within the past year and it's not completely cured, we got some things to discuss on the ice melt. We will discuss that about 9 o'clock today. But in the meantime, you know, go to their website at Natural Alternative to get some of that information if you want some more information as we go. But I'll tell you, it's the temperatures are definitely changing. The weather is changing. We're thinking more towards the indoors We're thinking more of the house plans, more of those types of things. So, you know, some things that I want to remind you, and a lot of you have probably already put your plants indoors, but one thing to really realize is we want to have humidity within our plants as we bring them indoors, right? We want to have some of that moisture created between your plants. So some of the things we can be doing is grouping your tropicals or your houseplants together. They create their own little ecosystem, their own little like rainforest, if you will. Now, it would be kind of cool if they created a rainforest, but you get the idea behind what I'm saying here. Because that humidity, they want to have it to help them actually grow. It's not just sunlight and water. This has a lot to do with everything. So definitely take a look at how you keep your plants together. If you're looking to create humidity, number of different ways. Just by putting your plants together, grouping them, that starts it. And then from there, if you need to create that humidity, you know, they have, you can kind of make your own humidity by getting a plastic tray, right? Like you would use a saucer for underneath your plants. Make sure you get one of the taller ones. And when I say taller, I'm talking more of like an inch and a half, maybe an inch. Not one of the small saucers that barely gets anything in there. Because what I'm looking for you to do is fill this saucer up with rocks about halfway and then fill it with water. Now the plants will pull that moisture out of there and it will slowly come down, right? It'll slowly evaporate. But it will go into the air around your plants, creating the humidity. So it's definitely something that we don't think about in the winter or during, you know, the late fall into winter. So definitely look at doing something to create humidity within the house with your house plants, because a lot of them need a bunch to survive. Now, that's a lot of the tropical plants are coming from, you know, we found them, if you will, from, you know, tropical places that are more like rainforest or more humidity, more rain, more everything, right? So those are the things that we want to add back to the plants to create the right way for them to grow. So definitely take a look into it and see what you can do to add to it. Again, easiest way to create that ecosystem, grouping the plants together. Grouping them in threes, fives, fours, whatever you can do, but multiples. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into those lines. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Jan is in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you today? I'm good.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So I was told that I bought some dahlia plants in a pot.
Okay.
In the spring, and they came up. They were beautiful. I got them at Home Depot. And I was told that I could take them from the pot. My daughter planted hers in the ground.
Yep.
I was told that I could dig hers up or take my pot and dig them up.
Yep.
And store them for the winter and then replant them in the spring. How do I do that, and how would I have to store them if I can do that?
Okay. So yours are going to be the easiest, obviously, because they're already out of the ground, right? So all you really got to do is empty the container. But this is how we're going to start with it. What I would do is a lot of times I label whatever dahlia I have so I know it doesn't have to be the botanical name, more of just like the color. So I know, I remember for next year when I take them out of storage, because we're going to put them into storage, what color it was.
so that I don't buy the same color if I go to do something else, or, you know, I can have something that, you know, nicely looks with it. So that's step one. Step two is, at this point, I'm sure a lot of it is dyed back on you, but I usually will cut it back to about 4 or 5 inches, maybe 3, 4, 5 inches. Okay. You cut it back. So all you really have is the stem and a little bit, basically it's 4 inches of stem, and then everything's in the pot. From there, what I would do is empty the container that it's in and let the soil fall off of it. You don't want to shake it. Like if you're pulling weeds and you're trying to shake the soil out, we're not doing that to it. We're trying to let a lot of the soil fall off on its own, because the tubers that are underneath there can be very brittle. So what I want you to do is get it into a sunny location or a warm location, so the soil that's on there will actually dry up a bit. Because we want the soil to fall off completely, okay? And what you'll start to notice is it'll go down to a point where it's basically, it's like a bunch of small carrots, almost, is kind of what it, you know, or maybe like enlarged radishes and on the root system. Those are your tubers, okay? So once you've gotten all the soil off of it, because we don't want the last year's soil, we want to try and get it fresh from there, we're going to store it. And there's a number of ways you can store it. You can store it in, you know, a cardboard box. You could store it in a trash bag. You could store it in a Tupperware container. Any of those would be fine. Okay. From there, what you want to do is, when we pack them away, you can put like a potting soil, like a light mix. And when we say potting soil is usually actually a soilless mix. There's no heavy soil, like topsoil or those types of things. So we put that, a light coating over the top of them. If that isn't something you have, you could use like a peat moss or a vermiculite or one of those things to place over the top of it. But we're looking for a container that is ventilated, right? So we don't want to get like a Tupperware container, just put the cover on it and then hope for the best. If you're going to get a Tupperware container, you know, cut some slits or some holes in the top of the box, so some airflow can go through, some moisture can you know, leave the container if necessary. But we're covering it with some, we're covering the tubers with something. Like I said, could be a light potting soil mix, could be peat moss, even like a growing mix, like a pro mix or one of those things over it. We do want to get it a little bit damp, but we don't want it to be soaking wet, because water sitting in a container like this can cause those tubers to rot. But we want to have a little bit of moisture in there so that the tubers stay viable. Now, you'll store them in a cool, dark spot, you know, basically someplace that might be 40, 50 degrees. A lot of people put them in like an unheated basement. I would not recommend putting them in like a shed or a detached garage that's unheated, because a frozen tuber will actually kill it. And we don't want to do that after all the work you've put into it. Now, once all of that's done and we've stored it, I think the biggest thing that you need to look at is checking on it every couple weeks, because we want to make sure those tubers don't completely dry out or become frozen or become mushy. If some of them become mushy and then create like a mold on them, it can, if you have multiple, it can actually go to the rest of them. So we want to try and separate one if it's no good. from the others. So for the dahlia bulbs, the long and short of it, the real quick, cut it back to about 4 inches, get all the soil off of it, let it dry out a little bit, not dry out where the bulb is dried out, but dry out, store it in a container that has some ventilation, and then put a growing mix or a peat moss in there and check it, you know, every couple weeks to make sure it isn't rotting or has dried out. And then bring it back out in the spring once the weather permits, get it into another container if you want, and then go from there. And I definitely think you could be successful for it.
Great. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem here. All right, well, good luck with it, and hopefully it works out for you.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good night. I mean,
you
good
too.
Day. Sorry.
It feels like night. Don't worry.
It does.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And finally getting to be able to see outside a little bit better. I swear, even though we have the daylight savings time, still stays pretty dark in the morning. Makes it a lot harder to get up. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sure a lot of you might feel the same way, but makes it a lot harder to do some of the gardening that we want to. I've always known that, and always seen it this way, is that a lot of gardeners are morning people, right? The majority, right? Maybe not the newest, because they might be more into their sleep. But I'll tell you, the gardeners are usually the morning people, and so when it's dark out, it's hard to want to get out there and do some of those things. So definitely, once that sun comes out, it's like, all right, I'm good. Let's go. All right, let's start the day. But It's going to be a little bit warmer than yesterday, so you can actually get out there and enjoy it a little bit. Maybe get out there, pick out your Christmas tree. Was at Mahoney's yesterday working, and there were tons of people coming in to get their Christmas trees. You hear on the news all the time, and I've even talked about it, the shortage of Christmas trees, the supply chain issues, etc. I'll tell you, the Christmas tree shortage is real. We book and order our Christmas trees all the way back in June, maybe even May. I'll tell you this, I'm even talking to some vendors and saying, can I get more for next year already? And they're already saying no. At this point, I know a number of people out there are short on Christmas trees. So definitely get out there, take a look. If you're going to get your Christmas tree, get a little bit earlier than you might have in the past, right? Get your Christmas tree. You don't necessarily have to put it up, right? Putting it up early, especially in a warm home, heat source might dry it out quickly. At least get it, bring it home, keep it outside. You can even bring it into the garage, give it a fresh cut, and put it in water and follow with the water multiple times so that it's absorbing that water the whole time. But it definitely is, there is a shortage out there, I'll tell you. I'm not making it up, and a lot of you are out there trying to get your tree early. So you might not be able to find as many of your specialty trees as you have in the past. But this all goes back to a number of years ago, 2008 to about 2011, when we were in a recession. Not as many Christmas trees were planted, right? Not as many homes were being built. Not as many people were new homeowners. And so you're saying, well, that was 2008. That was 13 years ago. Maybe, 10 years ago when it comes to 2011. Do you know how long it takes for a Christmas tree to grow to the size that we want to it? About 10 to 13 years. My math is correct. It's about 10 to 13 years. Huh. So, that's what's going on right now. And we've had it for last year. We had it this year and next year. It just so happens to coincide with the, supply chain issues. So it's definitely out there. So if you're looking to get a Christmas tree, get it early. Doesn't necessarily mean put it up. I put my Christmas tree up, but the great thing is I don't have to water mine. Mine is fake. I say it early in the show so not as many people will hear it. That's what I'm hoping. Because here I am talking about Christmas trees and I have a fake one. But there's reasons. My wife actually is allergic to balsam and other trees, so we don't have it in the house. I like to protect her. She's kind of important to me. By kind of, I mean really. But anyways, I have mine up because it's fake. But you should get yours, bring it home, get ready to get it up in the next couple weeks. Or if you're putting it up, make sure there's a fresh cut. Make sure it's constantly watered at least for the first 10 days, because that's when it's absorbing the most. We'll talk about this and more as we go on, but give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.